Hey friends, it's October 31st, and as everyone knows, it's Halloween today. And you know, as our country is divided about a lot of things, one of the things that Christians are often divided on is the topic of Halloween. Now, there's no doubt that Halloween and there are events around Halloween that people turn into dark things. And as Christians, I think it's very important that we focus on the light instead of the darkness. Now, today is also a very difficult day for me and for my family. 2 years ago today, we got news that our niece had died, and it has been a very difficult 2 years, and there are things ahead that are going to make things even more difficult with that. But my wife and I were talking the other day, and we do let our children dress up for Halloween, and my son's going to be Spider-Man, and he's so excited to be Spider-Man, so we bought him this costume, and it's been so fun to see the excitement of a child with that. And then our little foster daughter, she's going to be a little dragon, and she has this cute little outfit and this cute little glittery tail. And what we decided the other day is we could focus so much this Halloween on the darkness of what's going on in our life and the death anniversary of our beloved niece that we helped raise, or we can focus on the light, and that's what we're going to choose to do. So whether it is the holiday of Halloween that we decide to focus on the light, we decide to focus on the love of Jesus, or whether it's an event that has happened in our lives that is extremely difficult, we are not going to allow the enemy to steal the joy from our family today. And that's what we're going to decide about today. You know, we get that choice every day, whether we focus on the dark or whether we focus on the light. And when we focus on the dark, we're playing right into the devil's hands. But when we focus into the light of the world, Jesus Christ, then he will be glorified. Would you pray with me? Father, I just pray that today, as we go through the day, that we would be focused on light, that we would be focused on your goodness, and that, Lord, today would be an opportunity for us to not only focus on your light, but for us to be a light to others. We live in the darkest place of most of our lives in this country right now because of the climate all around us, the darkness all around us, the sin all around us, the acceptance of sin in our culture is at an all-time high, which brings our country to an all-time low when it comes to accepting some of these sins that are things that people aren't willing to call sin anymore. Lord, I want to focus on the light. I want to focus on you today. Father, no matter what comes my way, no matter what things come into my mind that tempt me to fall into the darkness, Lord, I know that the light of the world, Jesus Christ, can pull me out. And I want to thank you for that, Lord. I want to thank you that you give me the opportunity to focus on your goodness, that you give me the opportunity to focus on your light. And Lord, I pray not only may I focus on that, but today I would be a light to others. Would you give me and my friends an opportunity to focus on others, on their needs, and most importantly, on their need for you? In Jesus' name, Amen.